clear and easy. Book number 2. Diabetes. This booklet is published by Skipark Publishing. Do you have health questions? Call Melina Healthcare's Nurse Advice Line at 888-275-8750 or TTY 866-735-2929. We encourage you place the Nurse Advice phone number on all your home phones. Your cell phone. Add us to your list of contacts. Your purse or wallet. Refrigerator door. Bedroom nightstand. In your medicine cabinet and in easy-to-reach places. We also encourage you to keep the following important numbers in a place you can easily find: your providers. A family member, a neighbor. Melina Healthcare offers programs to help members stay healthy. These health and wellness programs are at no cost to you. They are part of your benefits. Programs include asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, diabetes, heart health, pregnancy support, and stop smoking. Melina Healthcare uses different ways to identify members for these programs. These include information from claims, pharmacy, or other health programs. You are eligible for one or more of these programs. The choice is yours. Our providers, nurses, and other staff are here to help you learn about your health. You can talk with them by phone to get answers to your questions. You can also get more information such as a newsletter or booklet. Our staff can help you stay in touch with your healthcare provider. They can help you understand your treatment. They can also help you if you have any problems. You are part of one of these programs. Call us if you would like more services. Your healthcare provider can call us too. The number to call is 866-891-2320. You can choose to be removed at any time. We look forward to helping you stay in good health. This booklet is available in another language, large print, braille, or audio format. Please call the member services number at 888-665-4621. To get the format you need. Table of Contents Clear and Easy Book 2 Diabetes. This audio format will include the following topics. Introduction: What is diabetes? Goals: Daily life, how to read a food label, important things to track, sick day rule, support resources, and blood glucose record. Introduction: You and your provider can work together to help you be as healthy as you can be. This booklet gives you some quick tips on what you can do to manage diabetes. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If you have problems with your health, be sure to see your provider or primary care provider for treatment. For questions about medicine or health concerns, you can call your provider. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If your health plan has a nurse advice line, you can call them too. If you don't feel well, they can help you decide what to do. You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. You must give permission to your provider or case managers to talk to this person about your care. This booklet is to help you. It does not take the place of your provider's care. If you or your family has an emergency, you should call your provider. Or, go to the nearest emergency room. What is diabetes? Your body turns most of the food you eat into glucose. Insulin helps your body turn glucose into energy. There are different kinds of diabetes. Type 1, the body does not make insulin. People with type 1 diabetes need to take insulin every day. Type 2, the body is making insulin, but not enough. It doesn't use the insulin well. And gestational, this may occur when a woman is pregnant. Gestational diabetes raises her risk of getting type 2 diabetes. You can control diabetes and live a normal life. To do this, you need to make healthy food choices. Exercise almost every day. Watch your weight. And manage your stress levels. You may have questions about your diabetes. Call your provider's office. They can answer your questions. If you don't feel well, they can give you suggestions to help you feel better. They will also ask you important questions to be sure nothing else is wrong. Goals: talk to your provider or call the nurse advice line if your numbers suggest you need to take action. You and your provider should decide what your blood sugar goals are. Taking good care of yourself and your diabetes can help you feel better and avoid health problems. Diabetes can make you feel tired and affects your immune system. It can also lead to heart disease and stroke. Eye problems that can lead to trouble seeing or going blind. Nerve damage that can cause your hands and feet to feel numb. Take special care of your feet. Some people may lose a foot or a leg. Kidney problems that can cause your kidneys to stop working. And gum disease and loss of teeth. Daily life: when your diabetes is in control, you feel better and have more energy. Talk to your provider about a care plan to keep you as healthy as you can be. Learn about a meal plan. Your healthcare team is here to help you. They can help you learn how to read food labels. Eat at regular times every day. This helps keep your blood sugar levels even. Watch your portion sizes. Make healthy food choices, such as fruits and vegetables, fish, lean meats, chicken or turkey without the skin, dry peas or beans, whole grains and low-fat or skim milk and cheese. Eat fish, lean meat and poultry. A portion is about 3 ounces, or the size of a deck of cards. Avoid frying. Better to bake, broil or grill. Eat foods that have less fat and salt. Eat foods with more fiber, such as whole grain cereals, breads, crackers, rice or pasta. Get 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity almost every day. A brisk walk is a great start. Other good ideas are swimming, biking, gardening and playing with the kids. Stay at a healthy weight by watching your meals and getting more exercise. Get support from a mental health counselor, healthcare team, and support group, your church or friends and family. They can give you new ideas. They can also join you in your healthy lifestyle. Manage stress. Stress can raise your blood sugar levels. Take classes to help you learn how to manage stress. Stop smoking. Ask for help to quit. Take your medicines. Take them even when you feel good. Ask your provider if you need aspirin to prevent a heart attack or stroke. Tell your provider if you cannot afford your medicines or if you have any side effects. Check your feet every day for cuts, blisters, red spots and swelling. Call your healthcare team right away about any sores that do not go away. Brush your teeth and floss every day. See a dentist at least every 6 months. Check your blood glucose, blood sugar. You may want to test it one or more times a day. Write down your blood glucose numbers. Be sure to take this record to every provider visit. Get your eyes checked every year. If you have changes in your vision, tell your provider. How to read a food label: the nutrition facts label tells you what is in the food you are eating. Look for the amount of calories and nutrients in one serving of food. This information helps you know whether you're eating a healthy diet. Calories. Watch your calories if you are trying to lose or stay at the same weight. You can use the labels to make choices between different foods you want to eat. See which foods have fewer calories per serving. To find out how many calories you need each day, talk with your healthcare provider. Total fat. Total fat tells you how much fat is in a food per serving. It includes fats that are good for you, like mono and polyunsaturated fats. It also includes fats that are not as good, like saturated and trans fats. Mono and polyunsaturated fats can help to protect your heart. Saturated and trans fat can be bad for your heart. Sodium is another word for salt. It does not change blood sugar levels. Many people eat more salt than they need. Table salt is very high in sodium. There is also hidden salt in many foods, like cheese, crackers and salad dressings. Canned soups and other packaged foods are also high in salt. Ask the adult in your house to use more herbs and spices in his or her cooking instead of adding salt. Total carbohydrates. Carbohydrates can raise your blood sugar. Look at the grams of total carbohydrates, not just the grams of sugar. Total carbohydrate on the label includes sugar, complex carbohydrates and fiber. Healthy foods like milk and fruits have carbohydrates. Some food has no natural or added sugar, but has a lot of carbohydrates. You can talk to your healthcare provider about how many carbohydrates you should eat in a day, including healthy foods and treats. Fiber. Fiber is the part of plant foods that is not digested. Dried beans, like kidney or pinto beans, fruits, Vegetables and grains are all good sources of fiber. Everyone needs fiber to be healthy, not just kids with diabetes. List of ingredients. This list shows you things to avoid, like coconut oil or palm oil, which are very high in saturated fat. The ingredient list is also a good place to look for healthy ingredients like olive or canola oils. Look for whole grains, like whole wheat flour and oats. Important things to track: see your healthcare team regularly. You may need to see them more often until your diabetes is in control. Talk to your provider to set your goals. At least once a year, be sure to get these tests. Talk to your providers so you understand what they mean. ALE if it is over 7.0, you may need it more often. Cholesterol. Triglycerides. Complete foot exam. Dental exam to check teeth and gums. Dilated eye exam. Flu shot. Urine and a blood test to check for kidney problems. Talk to your provider about getting a pneumonia shot. Sick day rules: if you get sick, your blood sugars will be affected. With extra help, you can control your blood sugars. Check your blood sugar more often if it is high. If you have type 1 diabetes, test your urine for ketones if blood sugar is more than 240 mg per deciliter. Drink fluids to prevent dehydration. Can't eat solid food, you need carbohydrates every 3 to 4 hours. Limit exercise. Take your medicine. And if you are vomiting or very drowsy, call your provider or our nurse advice line. Support: many people with diabetes have other health issues. These can include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, COPD, osteoporosis, depression, and cancer. Coping with these issues can be hard. You may be stressed or become depressed. It's different for every person. People who help take care of others can also be stressed. It can be hard to keep up with a treatment plan. Some people don't understand what they need to do. Family members may disagree with a treatment plan. There can be financial problems. Sometimes people feel fear or anxiety, even depression. Alcohol and other substance abuse can occur. Tell your family and friends how you feel. Let them know how they can help you. It's okay to ask for help if you are having any of these problems. Your treatment team can help you. Talk to your provider or case manager. Joining a support group can help too. This booklet gives names and phone numbers of places where you can get help. How can family or friends help? You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. They can help remind you to take your medicines, help you buy and prepare healthy foods, take a walk with you, and go to provider visits with you. Sometimes it helps when someone else hears what your healthcare provider says. You must give permission to your providers and case managers to talk to this person about your care. Resources: National Diabetes Education Program phone number 888-693-6337. www.depne.gov American Diabetes Association. Phone number 800-342-2383. www.diabetes.org Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Phone number 800-877-1600. http://www.etride.org Public content. ASPX. It equals 6818 American Heart Association. Phone number 800-242-8721 http://www.heart.org Heart-org conditions: diabetes UCM001091 sub homepage JSP National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion Centers for Disease Control and Prevention phone number 800-232-4636 TTY 888-232-6348 www.cdc.gov/Diabetes National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse, Office of Communications and Public Liaison, NIDDK. NIH phone number 800-860-8747. TTY 866-569. 1162 http://diabetes.nidtk.ne.gov/. Blood glucose record: talk to your provider to set your targets. Write down the date, time and results of your checks. 2011 Skid Park Publishing LLC.